Well, Ricky, beaten by the Decker side probably today, but for a while there, it just looked like it might happen.
Yeah, no, I think Kingsland are a very good side and play a different formation to most, and they play it very, very well. And you know, we asked the players to line up slightly different. We had a different game plan, and for 75 minutes, it worked perfectly. I think we didn't perform as well as we'd hoped in possession, but defensively, we frustrated them and made it difficult, and you know, conceded possession. So we spent a long time out of without the ball, but the players worked really hard and set a platform at half time where we were still in the game. And then when you nick the goal up until 75 minutes, it's working really well. But I think on the day, Nige, the heat played a factor, because we almost hit a brick wall around 70, 75 minutes, and the players were really tired. And when you spend so long out of possession, you're doing a lot of work. And you know, ultimately, when the goal came, the momentum swung massively. And you know, the last 15 minutes was obviously going to be very difficult. Then they scored the second. But yeah, you know, I wasn't too disappointed with how we played. I was disappointed with the goals we conceded, but I think every manager that concedes goals can say that. We spoke at half time about their fullbacks that got on, and we had to be good defensively 1v1 and stop crosses into the box, and you know, not give away free kicks where they could load the box, because Michael Clunan's delivery and quality from set plays is excellent. And you know, it was a free kick that we gave away in wide area because we weren't good enough 1v1, and once it came into the box, we couldn't get out and block it. And then the second one, unfortunately, we didn't go and shut the ball down again quick enough, and the lads got time in the 6-yard box to smash it home. But no, look, it was a different sort of performance today, and wasn't as pretty on the eye, but it was certainly a lot more hard working than what we've seen.
A lot more hard working.
So the positives were there. It was just obviously a disappointing result.
Yeah, two brave substitutions half time there, mate. They almost worked, didn't they?
Yeah.
Jimmy coming on and scoring.
Yeah, Doobie hasn't played a lot of football, and we opted to go with him up top. He did a lot of work in the first 45 minutes and just looked tired, in all honesty, because he probably hasn't played as much football as he'd hoped, due to his living in London and not being able to train, etc. So we opted to bring James on, who's a willing runner as well. And we just felt that Lewis in centre midfield was, you know, we were getting played through the midfield. You know, they were getting spaces in between the lines in the 10, and the left and the right of the diamond were finding nice pockets of space. So we just felt that we would put Jimmy Hartley in front of the midfield two and try and get a bit more pressure on the sitter, which worked, and then have an extra man in an attacking area to try and play on the counter attack. And that was where the goal come from, and you know, everything was working well. And and then, like I said, it was just that goal, and I think we ran out of steam, and the momentum swung once that went in, and ultimately we you know, the better team in the day in terms of possession and chances created won the game.
Yeah, they're a decent side. They'll be thereabouts at the end of the season. But that's the end of the day. On to next week.
Yeah,
FA Cup.
Yeah, another tough game. They won at home today, so you know, we know they're going to be a tough team, Colville, and we'll prepare Thursday and then go again and try and get that first home win.
Just one to look forward to, mate.
Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.